Welcome back to The Source on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio is facing a public health crisis with the continued growth of diabetes, obesity, heart disease in our community. These aren't conditions that can be fixed by passing out pills. It's going to take lifestyle and cultural changes, and we need people who understand the community and public health in order to do that. And these are the prometeras. These are public health workers who are also like social workers, and they're being trained at the Northwest Vista College Community Health Program. And Dr. Fernando Martinez is the director there. Dr. Fernando, welcome to The Source.
Good afternoon. Thank you for being here.
And also, we're joined by Guadalupe Cornejo. She is she's a prometera. She received an associate's degree in applied science and community health in 2011. And Guadalupe, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dr. Fernando, tell me more about this prometera concept.
Well, the concept is to train individuals so that they can go out and develop relationships with people to influence their behavior. That's the nutshell. If you don't change a person's behavior, you're not going to make much headway against combating chronic diseases, hypertension, diabetes, and obesity. And clinicians often have a very difficult time forming that relationship in a 5 to 10, 15 minute office visit. So the community health workers work as part of that team to understand all the things in a person's life, the social dimensions, what's preventing them from being more healthy, what's preventing them from changing their behavior. And we recruit students from across the spectrum, all different ages, genders, so that they can match up with the vulnerable communities in San Antonio.
And Guadalupe, how do you do that? How do you match, engage the community?
Most of the promotoras come from those communities that they served. Myself, I live in the zip code 78207 here in San Antonio. I feel that I can relate to most of the situations that a lot of our patients or clients are facing, the language barrier, the cultural differences, diabetes, preventing people from following up with the doctor's orders. And I face that within my family, so I feel that I can connect with the people that I'm working with, the community residents that I'm working with. And I can also understand thanks to my training and my preparation, the other side, the doctors, the clinicians aspect of what they want to accomplish with their patients. So I feel that I can understand both sides and connect. And I feel like I'm welcome in the community just because of where I come from.
Well, you have a special role in the community. People see you and they understand that you are their bridge to having a better health.
Correct. I mean, for some clinicians, when you're going over your schedule, you see that such and such patient didn't show, but that's all you see. You don't really understand what happened. You don't really have the time to see it was due to lack of transportation. They probably were not feeling well. So there's a lot going on the patient side that prevents sometimes those patients, complying and showing up. So there is more to that. And that's the fascination about the promotoras, that you can connect and try to understand and help those patients comply with the doctors and their appointments and so on.
So Dr. Martinez, how did this come about? What was the genesis of this idea that you were going to begin to train these healthcare workers, give them this title, prometeras, and that they were going to be empowered to bring health, be the bridge between the community and healthcare?
Well, it began originally when I was working at Santa Rosa in the early 90s. We had a outreach program, and we began to train individuals to be community health workers within the Santa Rosa, now Christus, healthcare system. And then with some help from Dr. Fernando Guerra, who was at Metro Health at that time, we developed a curriculum for training community health workers. Northwest Vista saw the value in it and actually incorporated into their initial curriculums at the college. So by 2005, 2006, we had achieved state certification for the program and for the instructors and began to develop and present to the folks in San Antonio the program, the in-state certification.
And has this program, it evolved in San Antonio, but is it being exported to other communities across the country, especially as we're seeing you know, a growing Latino demographic, and these problems that we've had in San Antonio for so long are popping up there. I mean, we're kind of creating the model for how to deal with healthcare across the country.
There were a lot of similar type programs in California and Minnesota, and now they're taking off in Florida. We have students throughout Texas who take our courses online. So we have a pretty large group of folks involved outside of Bexar County through the online courses.
And how do we know this works? Is there data?
Yes, there is. There's evidence that community health workers, particularly working with vulnerable populations, populations with a lot of stress, a lot of risks, and chronic diseases, that they actually improve the outcomes. They can reduce the average blood sugars. They can get the hypertension down. And all of that has been documented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
And when we have public health care problems on a massive scale, like San Antonio with diabetes, and it continues to grow, that weighs on the local economy. That takes up health care dollars. By investing in Prometeras to be advocates for people to go out and get take care of themselves, do we see savings?
Yes, we do. The results in the loss of sick days, the results in the loss of the severe conditions that occur after diabetes is uncontrolled for years, dialysis, neuropathies, and so forth. We have evidence that those risk factors, those impacts of those risk factors, decrease with a strong relationship with a healthcare team that includes a community health worker or promotora.
Is it just limited to healthcare? What are you just, are you out there? It's just, you're an advocate for so many issues.
Correct. It is not limited just to healthcare. We have a lot of promotoras working out in different nonprofit organizations, insurance companies, providing patient navigation, education. So it's very broad, and that's why it's so exciting about that we can fit in different areas, and it's just amazing.
You know, to me, I think they should do a reality TV show about what you do. I mean, what do you think? Would that be an interesting show to watch?
That will be fascinating. I mean, from seeing everything, you know, from the clinical aspect, the family aspect, and the community. I mean, it's just amazing. It is.
So what would I see? I mean, an episode, Guadalupe goes to the family and they have a problem and you help them find a solution.
Right. Well, you will see. See, my experience comes, I work at the Health Science Center, and I was working with breast cancer patients and colorectal prostate cancer patients. So my day consisted of going to the clinic, identifying those patients that needed help with diagnosis, and then just continuing care. So my job was to approach, identify those patients, have a conversation with them, identify what their needs were, and then navigate the healthcare system with them, because a lot of times they don't even realize that a lot of their needs can be met at the same place where they get care. In some other areas, you do have to go out in the community and just connect with the resources. That means a lot of phone calls, a lot of referrals, a lot of home visits as well, going to the families. We have a lot of patients that are elderly, have no transportation, and all they need is just a signature to be able to move on with care. That will be my job, and I will make sure that I get my patient the paperwork needed to be able to get the treatment that they need.
We're talking about public health care workers in San Antonio Prometeras. If you got a question or a comment, want to join the conversation, call in 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Navigating the healthcare system can be scary, especially for patients who are facing a debilitating illness that might require ongoing care, sometimes invasive care. And so knowing where to turn can be frightening. And so for the last 20 years, Northwest Vista College has put out a small army of community health students who are helping residents figure out what healthcare and social resources are available to them. These are Prometeras, and we're speaking with Guadalupe Cornejo. She has a Prometera, and she's out there in a community helping people find the healthcare that they need. And also we're joined by Dr. Fernando Martinez. He's the director of the Northwest Vista College Community Health Program, and you're out there, you're training them. So how many have you got? How many have you trained?
We've trained in Bexar County, South Central Texas, about 400 since we started in 2005.
And how many would you like to have?
Well, we probably need to keep doubling that number because there's a lot of folks that need the assistance of a community health worker to help them through the not only clinical issues, but what we call the social dimensions that affect a person's health. The relationships, the economic needs, the educational levels of individuals, the safety of their own neighborhoods, all of those things put a lot of stress on people so that those stresses are sort of what's beating on them daily, chronic high stress, and then you throw in a chronic disease on top of it, and it's not surprising that the changes in behavior to deal with the chronic disease are seem less important than the stresses of making sure that a paycheck is there, that food is there, that transportation is there. And that's where the community health worker can come in a lot of ways that are non-clinical to connect with easy or quick fixes to help them move their behavior to where they can pay attention to what the things that are really hurting them.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Renee has called in. Renee, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. The promotoras remind me a lot of what I'm hearing of my own mother growing up in the South Side, San Antonio, and low-income community area. And I remember my mother always heading out with something to go visit neighborhood or neighborhood members that, well, needed some medical health care or help in some way. And my mother's name was not Alma, but that's what they called her. They called her the soul. And I remember asking my neighbors why they called her Alma. It was because that's how important it was.
Yes.
That not only did she reach you medically, but also spiritually in very important ways. And with my work with the Utah Health Science Center, I'm an anthropologist and working in Mexico, working here for the National Science Foundation and doing outreach, community outreach. This is so important. And you see it, it's a very important cultural connection that's being made, and also a very important social a way to bridge these institutions that people feel that they can't really penetrate, they understand, they may not speak their language or culturally reach out to them and connect with them. So this is exciting, very important.
Renee, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. So, Guadalupe, you're nodding your head. You're in agreement with Renee talking
yes.
about how significant this is and how it's connected to the community to have women such as yourself be able to take these roles.
Sure. Like Dr. Martinez was saying, it's all about developing that relationship and trust. I work for two different departments at the Health Science Center, and after 2 years, I still had patients calling me because they needed to see their doctor, and I was no longer part of that program. And it just, for me, that was amazing just to, you know, still hear from them needing assistance, or not needing assistance, but it was for me just rewarding that they remember me and my number rather than their doctor's or office number. That was amazing. And we're talking about that trust, which is very important, especially in our Hispanic community.
Absolutely. So, but this is more than just hand-holding for people who are have anxiety, but it's empowering, but it's also about a level of expertise with the medical system and dealing with a lot of these conditions. So talk about the training that folks receive, Dr. Martinez.
What we provide at Northwest Vista is we provide a certificate, which is 17 credit hours, like 17 academic hours. And then we also provide an associate's degree in community health, which is 60 academic hours. We have also, though, with the support of Northwest Vista, been able to open up all our classes in a continuing education format, which means if you can't or don't want to wish to register for college with a high school diploma, you can come in and take our courses and get certified without having a high school diploma or GED. And that's because those are the folks that are critically important to work with the most vulnerable communities so that they can develop the relationship and change this curve that we're on towards bad outcomes across all chronic diseases.
And I guess this is a good paying job.
It's in the Department of Labor here locally, you know, with a certificate and no experience, you're going to be between $18 and $19 an hour. With an associate degree, you're going to be closer to $21 an hour. And that's a good start. And a lot of folks start with the certificate, like Guadalupe did, go back for their associates. Now she's working on her bachelor's degree. And, you know, before I go, probably a master's degree. But it provides a foundation for them to go in a lot of different directions, either in community health, public health, or in social work.
So, Guadalupe, tell me a story. Tell me about an interaction that you had with somebody and how you touched their life.
I was working with this lady that had breast cancer, and she's been living here in San Antonio for so many years, and she knew that she had something going on, but she didn't know what. She didn't have the money to go and see a PCP to get a diagnosis or just to know what was going on. She finally found information about a health fair. Something happened that fair got canceled, so she went on undiagnosed for a long time. When I met her at the Cancer Therapy and Research Center, and she was already diagnosed and receiving treatment. But I mean, the connection that we made, and to see the improvement of their quality of life, and now how they are able to feel more empowered and continue on with the care and just the post care of cancer treatment. That was amazing for me, just to see that from being diagnosed to being, you know, all the way down spiritually, emotionally, and physically, to build herself up and be able to have more confidence navigating the healthcare system and connecting with social support out in the community.
So that brings up the importance of early intervention in a lot of conditions and screening and preventive medicine, medical care. And this is what a lot of people, they need help with that. Particularly, there's cultural issues. We know that cervical cancer is high in the Latina community, not because of any sort of direct connection that's causing it, but they just don't do enough screening. And that's a cultural issue. And you help people with that, Guadalupe?
We do outreach and education, which is now with the Affordable Care Act, you have more people with insurance, but they're not utilizing those services, you know, and they have the coverage. So our job as community health workers or promotoras is just to make sure that we educate those community residents on how to utilize, how to get their screenings, and just how to really understand that it's about your well-being. If you, as a woman, sometimes you put yourself last because you want to take care of everybody else, your family, your sister, your brother, your cousins, whatever. But it is, I mean, if you really want to make a difference within your family, you have to start with your own health and your own well-being. And that's what I talk about when I'm out in the community.
And you say you have diabetes in your family?
I have both my parents with diabetes. My dad, obviously, very hard to make him comply with his medication because he doesn't feel any pain. He thinks he's fine. And I have to really sit down and say, look, if you get sick, it's not only about you. You know, it's affecting everybody in the household. It's affecting me because I am the only one that speaks English in this household. So I have to be the one taking you to doctor's appointments. I'll be the one that will miss work. Just because you're my father, I love you, and I need you to be healthy. So we have those conversations. It's challenging, and there's a lot of that out in our community.
Right. And so, Dr. Fernando, how do we get more of this?
How do we get more of the promotoras? How do
promotoras,
we get
more
of this relationship? More,
yeah, all that. All the good stuff.
It's a matter of understanding that prevention is very important, and understanding that in order to influence a person's behavior, because when you look at chronic diseases, somewhere about 80% of the effect of chronic diseases can be reduced if we change our behavior. And so if we focus on that and we look at what are the stresses that keep individuals from behaving in a way that would be more healthy, that's what the promotoras do. That's what the community health workers do. They figure it out. They problem solve. They get into the details that, quite frankly, clinicians can't afford to do in an office visit. But they want that better outcome. And when you combine their care with a promotora, you get the better outcome.
I think we need more job opportunities, especially here in San Antonio. That's one thing that I advocate a lot for.
So you're working for the University Healthcare System? Who do you work for?
I work for Norwest Vista College.
Okay. And so promotoras, who cuts their check? Who pays for them?
All kinds of folks, university health systems, Metro Health, the hospital systems, Methodist Healthcare Ministries, a lot of not-for-profits, Planned Parenthood. They're scattered across a wide number of areas. Food bank, a lot of them work there in the client services areas. Again, connecting, advocating, and helping people overcome barriers.
And what's next? What's next for you, Guadalupe? Where are you going with this?
I'm now teaching with Dr. Martinez, so it's my passion. I love what I do. So I want to be my best so that I can help my colleagues get out there and continue our work with our communities.
All right. Guadalupe Correjo, she is with a Prometera, and Dr. Fernando Martinez is the director at the Northwest Vista College Community Health Program. Thanks both of you for coming up here today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And this is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for tuning us in.